At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a-clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday, friends. Steve and Danny, lovely to see you guys.
Yes, good to see you.
I know that every year, you know, we get excited about going to see fairs and things of that nature. And we've been together to the Washington State Fair, to the Puyallup Fair. But there's a really important fair coming up this next weekend. And that is...
A job fair.
The best little fair in the West, the Stanwood Camino Fair.
Wait, you guys have a fair?
You got darn right we do.
Wow.
Wow. You've never invited us to this fair.
You guys should come.
Folks just don't get it.
When is it?
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know if they're going to have it this year, but they usually have the Zipper, which is hands down my favorite ride.
That is the worst ride.
What are you talking
about?
That
is like, it's not the only ride I won't ride at the Washington State Fair, but it's the number one ride I will not ride at the Washington State Fair. I'd rather do the freaking slingshot bungee cord thing. That thing looks so janky and dangerous.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite. I try to get as many rotations as I possibly can.
Whoa.
Just like things falling out of my pockets. It's the best.
Danny, have you ever done that ride?
No, and I refuse to. Do you think that I want to throw up on everyone? No.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Oh, I thought you did. It's literally the worst ride in the entire history of fair rides.
Okay, so when it comes to just like generic fair rides, then what are your favorites?
Not that one. I've done it once. And it was awful.
Really?
I thought I was going to vomit the entire time.
Oh, no.
I like a good old, wooden roller coaster. I get pretty fired up about being on one of those.
You'd rather do that than the Zipper?
I'd rather do anything than, I'd rather you zip my, than do the
wow.
Zipper.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, just a little bit, not the whole thing.
Well, I'd like to cordially invite you to the Stanwood Camino Fair.
Danny and I are busy.
I know, you guys are always busy.
We got a lot going on this
busy
weekend.
Busy doing the Daily Mix download?
Yes.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's National, Water Park Day. So it's not necessarily the fair, but you can go maybe head on over to Wild Waves.
I love Wild Waves.
When's the last time you've been to Wild Waves?
It's been over a decade, I bet.
Same here. Danny, you've been there, I think, last season. Even this season.
Yeah, we went a few weeks ago, and it was fantastic.
I got to take Tatum there. I've not been there either, probably in about 15 or so years, and it was like a Halloween Wild Waves thing where it wasn't necessarily the water park. It was more about a haunted vibe to the Wild Waves Park.
I love that. We should take the kids, though. That'd be a blast.
Well, I'm going to put this out there. If you're going to go, you're going to spend all summer there because they're going to love it. So just get the season pass.
So Danny and I are going this weekend. That's why we can't go to your fair.
Bummer.
Hey, Mariners, talk about bummer. They didn't win yesterday. Mike Trout had his 1,000th RBI. Thanks a lot. With a two-run home run, helping the Angels beat the Mariners 4-1. The one bright spot, Cal Raleigh hit number 41, so the bat is still alive for Big Dumper. But really, at the end of the day, yesterday was all about Ichiro. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Awesome, awesome Hall of Fame ceremony. Great speech that he gave. In fact, he did take a shot at that one writer of all the people who decided not to vote Ichiro into the Hall of Fame. There was one. We don't know who that person is, and apparently we never will. But Ichiro decided to make fun of him.
Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional. And I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits.
Although his skills are better than others.
Totally.
3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season. are achievements recognized by the writers? Well, all but one view. And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
It would have been awesome if that guy took him up on it. He's like, you know what? Okay, let's get dinner. I'll explain why I didn't vote for you because I'm just a snarky, crusty baseball writer.
Just a negative Nancy.
And Ichiro did wrap up his Hall of Fame speech saying this.
Going into America's Baseball Hall of Fame was never my goal. I didn't even know there was one until I visited Cooperstown for the first time in 2001. But being here today, sure, feels like a fantastic dream. Thank you.
It was cool to see so many Mariners fans there to support Ichiro.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Also from the world of Seattle sports, former Seahawk Marshawn Lynch, Money Lynch, Beast Mode. He was part of Morgan Wallen's little walkout at Lumen Field over the weekend. Yay. But it kind of looked, one of the videos I saw, it kind of looked like Marshawn Lynch went to like give him a high five and he like maybe didn't see it and just like left him hanging. And I'm like, that's so embarrassing.
Because it was on camera. That's happened to you, I'm sure, before where you put out your hand to shake somebody's hand and they didn't notice.
I would never leave anyone hanging.
Well, I don't think Morgan Wallen intended. Look, I'm not a Morgan Wallen fan at any level, but I don't think he intentionally decided, I'm just going to leave Beast Mode hanging.
So I did see also one other little observation I made from that show. The stage had this little like platform where he could walk out and into the crowd a little bit more, but it was shaped like
a dong?
Twig and berries.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, the first thing I thought of when I saw it is I was like, well, that looks phallic.
I hope that's the reason why, because then I have maybe just a little bit of a fandom for the guy, because at least he has a decent sense of humor then.
I'll show you a picture. You tell me if you feel the same way.
I do love that Beast Mode came rolling in on a golf cart.
Yes.
That was kind of iconic for, back in his college football days.
Yeah.
And it was, you could tell the crowd was loving it. Talk about, if you looked up the word pandering to an audience in the dictionary, Morgan Wallen's face would be on there. He was wearing every sports team's like clothing, and it was like, okay, I get it. You're in Seattle, man.
He had a Griffey jersey on at one point.
He had a Seahawks like retro satin jacket. I think he was rocking a Cougs hat at one point.
Danny's shaking his head.
I literally, before you came in this morning, Steve, I was telling Taryn, I was just like, I can't. Like, I get why every artist has to do it.
Yeah.
But come on, man.
I like it when they do it.
Yeah, because you lose your mind, and I get it. But at the same time, I'm like, you are not a Seahawks fan. You are not a Mariners fan. You're going to be in Arizona wearing Cardinals gear next week, okay?
See, I don't mind. Just pick one team, though.
Yeah.
We don't need you to like go to every single team's shop.
Like, we got it.
Oh, now you. I think he was like wearing even like some little league team from like Tukwila by the encore. It was crazy. I tried. I did try to like see what the appeal of Morgan Wallen is. So I was at the gym and I put Morgan Wallen's music on. I'm not saying this to just like be a goof. I didn't last to the second chorus on one song. I was like, I don't get the appeal to this. Like, it's just not good.
The only one I like is the one he does with Post Malone.
I don't even know what that one is.
Oh, well, I'll play it for you later.
Please don't. You know what? Play it at the fair this weekend when Danny and I don't show up.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 79 degrees. It's going to be a nice sunny day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we need your help right now. You can head over to KISW.com and check out what we are doing with Kicks for Kids. And the fine folks at Mary's Place, we're partnered up with them to put brand new sneakers on local kids in need. How we doing, Steve? You look excited.
Well, over the weekend, people are being very charitable, and I love that. Arthur Eckhart donated $200 for Kicks for Kids. We had an anonymous donation of $1,000. So you know who you are. They even put a comment saying, always wanted to donate over the years. I've been listening to this station. And man, you decided to come out strong with that one. Another $200 anonymous donation. Garth Merrill donated $150. The Rockhawks, like I said, just very charitable over the weekend. Right now, we are approaching $5,600 raised for Mary's Place and Kicks for Kids.
Let's keep it rolling. Head to KISW.com. Over the weekend, Steve Migs, you went to a birthday party.
I did.
But it wasn't just any kind of birthday party. It was a special kind of party.
A surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
I love going to surprise birthday parties. The anticipation is always so awesome. And I always love when someone walks through the door that's not the person because they're like, and everyone's like, what the F? We're here ready to yell. We almost blew it on you. So my wife, the church, she's part of a church planting group. They're trying to plant a new church and put together a new church, or plant a new church in the Puyallup area. And they've been working on all this. And the pastor, he's turning 40. And Jacob, awesome dude. Right. So they're like, we're throwing a surprise birthday party. My wife's like, you want to go? I'm like, absolutely love the dude. She's like, it's over at the Family Fun Center. I'm like, wait, like Rocky and Bullwinkle? Oh. She's like, yeah. I'm like, how? I was like, what's he like? How old is he? She's like, why? And I'm like, that seems like a strange place, like when you're like in your 40s to have a birthday party. She's like, well, he doesn't know, first of all, that they're having it there. But also, she's like, he's a pastor. What do you expect him to have a surprise party at like a bar? I'm like, yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, solid point. This was the best idea I've ever been a part of. Like, I highly recommend throwing a surprise birthday party or just having a party as an adult at Family Fun Center. This was so much freaking fun. You know, we got bracelets, so we got to enjoy all the, like, the go-karts, the bumper boats, the bumper cars, and then all the games. Of course, Tatum's just having a blast playing all these games and things along those lines. But I think the highlight, the bumper boats.
Bumper boats?
Bumper boats was so much fun. Have you ever done it?
I don't know if I have.
So they have them. It's bumper cars, but in the water, of course, and bumper boats. So Sid did not want to do it. She's like, I don't want to do it because they have squirt guns. She's like, I'm not wearing the right kind of clothes for it. Got jeans on.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Right.
Incoming.
So I'm like, I promise you, I won't squirt you. I give you my word. Because Tatum really wanted to go in there. She's like, I don't believe it. I'm like, I give you my word. I will not squirt you if you go on the bumper boats. You guys can squirt me, but I won't squirt you. Okay. And she agreed. What I forgot was that there are other people on bumper boats, and they don't give a flying F if you told them that your wife's not getting squirted.
They've made no promises.
Yes.
I was going to say even your daughter at that point was probably like, yeah, Mom.
Well, Tatum rode with her.
Oh,
so okay, that's why. Okay, so okay. I was like, I knew I was getting squirted.
Sure.
So I'll never share this picture online because I wouldn't do my wife dirty like that. But this was the look on her face. I took the picture and we were dying when I zoomed in on it. She's like, I can't believe how miserable. She had a blast. But yeah, of course, it was just like a war zone out there. Everyone's squirting each other. My wife tries to pull the bumper boat by the edges where it says no squirt zone. And she's telling people, it's a no squirt zone. Even though we're just dying
follow
laughing.
The rules, man.
There's this one woman, though, and my wife and I were joking about it. I'm like, either she had a thing for me or she just hated me. I'm not positive, but she just followed me around the entire time, squirting just me.
Oh, wow.
Laughing, and I was drenched. Like, it was so funny. I'm just soaking wet. Then we get on the go-karts, and while we're getting on the go-karts, who do I see? That woman. And she's laughing at me again. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, do we need to have a conversation?
She was not part of the birthday party?
No.
She was just a random person?
She was just a random woman with her kid. Like, at one point, like, I'm on the go-kart, and she's getting on one, too, and she's pointing her kid to me, like, there's that guy. And I'm like,
get him.
So now we're doing the go-kart racing, and I'm flying. I'm having the best time. All of a sudden, my car just runs out of gas. And it starts puttering. So Tatum and Sid just pass me, and they're laughing. And then who's looking at me as she's passing with a big-ass smile on her face? That freaking lady.
What a creep.
I know. Again, I don't know if she was just like, she just picked me to be the one person.
She was feeling you.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to squirt her so bad.
So, maybe she knew who you were. She's like, it's Steve Miggs from the radio. F that guy. But she couldn't say hi because you were with your family.
I'm getting the vibe that's not the case, Danny. But I could be wrong.
You never know.
You're right.
Question, how did you guys go about surprising the birthday boy?
Oh, dude.
How'd you get away with it? How'd you pull it off?
They blindfolded him in the car and put earbuds in his ears. So he had no idea where he was. So he walks through the door. They have the skybox on the second level at the Family Fun Center. So he comes into the room and they lift the blindfold, and everyone screams. And it's very cool and emotional. Like, that's an awesome moment. But then there's like this pregnant pause. He's like, guys, where are we?
He's like, what town are we in?
Because all the kids are wearing Bullwinkle crowns, like the paper, like, you know, like the hats that they make and stuff like that. So then he steps outside of the little party room and then sees this giant play palace because they're not originally from here. And all bets were off. Everyone was having a great time.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I want to go to the fun center.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the best place ever to have a party.
Let's go.
Do you remember where your milestone party was over at Tony V's?
My 40th. That was really fun. I had a blast. That was so much fun. But I've also planned a 50th birthday for my husband when he turned 50. Like, I love milestone birthdays.
What did you do for your husband?
It was at the Merkwood in Arlington, and we had a David Bowie Prince tribute band.
Okay, that's pretty
sweet.
It was
so great. What about you? Okay, so what have been your milestone birthdays?
I don't want to bring the room down. I celebrated my 50th at my dad's funeral. cha-cha.
We can still make up for that, right? We can do like a 50th do-over on your 51st.
I was thinking, I'm like, this could be the birthday that maybe my wife hits me with the surprise party. Like, leading up to it, I'm like, this is a big deal. Like, I wonder what's going to happen. And then my dad had to ruin it for us.
Have you ever had a surprise birthday party?
No.
Danny, let's do it. What was your last milestone birthday party? And what did you do for that milestone birthday? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Steve, someone on hold got a very memorable tattoo to celebrate a milestone birthday.
Okay.
We're going to tell you all about that in just a moment. But first, Chris from Smoky Point. What was your last milestone birthday and how did you do it?
My last milestone birthday was my Dirty 30. I had a buddy of mine show up at my house the day before, a little inebriated. He was drunk. And he told me, hey, we're going to go drive our three-wheelers on the ice at Silvertip Stadium.
Okay, Chris, I feel like we've talked to you about this one before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Oh, awesome. This was a great, yeah, that was a pretty awesome story that you got to do that in front of a crowd, drive for
it. It was memorable as can be.
Had your buddy ever topped that, though?
No. That's pretty much the highlight. He just, after that, it was, we've had a lot of crazy, wild adventures together, but that was by far the coolest.
That does seem like a pinnacle moment right there. Like, hey, it's kind of hard to follow up on that one. Like, right. The next birthday, you're like, hey, bud, what are we doing?
Did you make a plan?
We're going to a movie, man. I can't pull up what I did last time.
206-803-ROCK. Chris in Granite Falls, what was your last milestone birthday?
My last milestone birthday was 50, but unfortunately, it was during COVID. So as soon as the tattoo shops opened back up, the radio station and I were turning 50 within like the same 12-month period. So I went and got your guys' rock sticker tattooed on the back of my arm.
Nice! How long did it take to get that done?
She did it in about an hour and a half. Nice. And now anytime I go to any music festivals or anything like that and I got a tank top on, everybody walks behind me and goes, nice! Nice. That's all I hear is nice. Nice.
Nice. Like, you have to double check, make sure it doesn't say 69 on there because they say nice so much.
I might have to go in and have her add the 69.
Yeah.
Nice.
Carl, how did you celebrate your last milestone birthday?
It was a long time ago. My last milestone birthday was my 25th birthday. A friend of mine took me to Ozfest 2002.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is great.
Who all was playing that year?
Oh, geez. I was so long. It was the one where, because of the recent passing of Ozzy, where Ozzy came on and said that Sharon had just gotten cleared from her cancer stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I know it was the last show of the original singer for Drowning Pool because he had passed several days later.
Wow. Awesome. Thanks, Carl.
I'm looking at some of the text messages. One person said, my wife surprised me with a mariachi band for my 50th birthday.
Love.
Do you remember when we were in San Diego? Danny, were you with us that night? I think maybe you were being responsible and getting a good night's sleep when we were at our radio convention.
No, that was the night that I was eating dinner being responsible, and you guys were walking over there, I believe, and you had the mariachi band following you.
Yeah, we weren't being very responsible, and a few of us ended up dropping a couple bucks and because there was a mariachi band that was just playing songs on the street, so we gave them some money, and they just kind of hung out with us and started playing, and it was like the greatest night of the entire time in San Diego.
I will throw down and make it rain on a mariachi band anytime, Steve.
We kind of did.
We did.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can beat Steve Miggs, the man with a record of 249 wins, 75 losses, and 62 ties in 2025? If so, call 206-803-ROCK. And we're going to play Beat Miggs at 6:50.